Life Audio.
Hey, 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 everybody. This is Billy Yancey. Welcome back to my show, the Billy and the Goat podcast. When I was in school at the Naval Academy, after losing to Army in the Army-Navy football game, I lost my temper. I mean, I didn't just lose my temper. I blew a gasket. I went into a rage. After this quick break, we'll get back to the story.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Welcome back to my podcast. Please hit the subscribe button so we can stay in touch. So the year was 1990, and we lost to our rivals, to Army, at the Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We lost 30-20, and it did not feel good. But, now, mind you, this happened in front of 62,000 people in the stadium, and the rest of the world was watching. Okay, but how, let me kind of put some context into not just what happened, but what led up to that. So going into this game, we were 5-5. 3 weeks before that, 3 or 4 weeks before that, we were 3-5. We were 3-5 after losing to Notre Dame. We played Notre Dame. Oh, my goodness. It was 10-10 at half. We ended up losing 52-31, but like the last touchdown was freaking Todd Light. We kicked the onside kick, trying to tie it. He ran it back for a touchdown. But anyway, it was 10-10 at half. We played him really, really well, but for a few errors, you know, in the second half. But anyway, so after that game, we're 3-5. Next game we play is Toledo. We beat Toledo. I had 3 interceptions in that game. And that's when they started talking about, you know, I had the possibility of being an all-time interceptor in Navy history. So, but after Toledo, we were 4-5. Then we played Delaware. We're 5-5. So going into Army-Navy game, 5-5, and it would have been, it would have been our first winning season in like, I don't even know how long. So it was a really, really big deal. Really big deal. So the Army-Navy game, we lose. And the other thing was this. I had a chip on my shoulder. I played edgy. It was just, you know, me. Part of it was just me, my confidence. I got cocky. My defensive back coach, we didn't get along. Just not going to say his name. For those of y'all who play with, you know, with me, y'all know who I'm talking about. But I didn't, you know, he was always critical. And anyway, that had something to do with it. Anyway, so we lost the game. And me, Big Mike, AC, Reggie, after the game, we go out. We're eating, drinking, and my mom at the time lived in Philadelphia. So of course, we didn't stay at my mom's, but we stayed at a hotel in Philadelphia. But after we ate dinner and had drinks, we went back to my mom's. She had an apartment in North Philly, North Philadelphia. So we get there, we pull up, and we get out of the car, and I'm loud. You know, it's probably like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. Probably not even that late. But anyway, we're loud, and one of the neighbors yells down, "Keep it down. Shut up." I went off. I start walking towards his apartment. He's up probably second level, and he's yelling out of his window. So I'm walking towards him, and I'm like, blah, 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 my MF, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. I'm going to do this, blah, blah, blah. And we're yelling back and forth, and Big Mike, fortunately, he was there. He grabbed me. Big Mike is like 300-something pound lineman, and he's really strong, and he's just, Big Mike is Big Mike. So thank God Big Mike was there, because it probably would have ended differently. But anyway, he grabs me. He's dragging me back towards my mom's apartment. So he got some work to do, because I'm really trying to get at this guy. And so we get to the apartment door, and I'm hanging on that daggone door. I won't let go. I'm trying to get back. Mike's pushing me in. End up taking the daggone door off the hinges. He gets me up the steps and into my mom's apartment. I'm just going off. I punched one of the walls, my hand, just blood all over the wall. Got me into the bedroom, spare bedroom, and I'm heated. I want out of there. Let's go. And it won't let me go. They finally calm me down. And, you know, not only that, it wasn't just the fact that we lost and I'm trying to fight one of the neighbors. My mom was really, really stressed, concerned, worried that the police were going to come. And at this time, back in 1990 in Philadelphia, police were, you know, notorious for killing black people, namely black men, during altercations. So she was happy to get me in the apartment, but we weren't there for very long because she was scared for me and for us, primarily me. So I don't even think we were there for more than 30 minutes, if that. So she's like, "Look, you got to get out of here. I love you. Get back to your hotel." So that's what we did. You know, after they got me calmed down, my mom's good friend, gentleman by the name of Kimry, God rest his soul, he passed away years ago. He told my mom, he said, "You know, the position that Billy plays, along with how he is trained, raises him to levels on the football field that are hard to come down, that are hard to come down from when reentering society." And my mom was like, "You know, yeah, I get it, but these police out here don't care about that." So they got me out of there quick, fast, in a hurry. And like I said, that's a night I'll never forget. It's a shame, you know, it had to end up like that. But in retrospect, you know, leading up to that incident, riding the high, being down 3-5, you know, during the season, go 4-5. 4-5, I get 3 interceptions. I'm riding high. 5-5, we beat Delaware, and we're about to change some stuff, you know? It's so anyway. Yeah. Yeah. Thank God it didn't go the other way. You know, another time I remember I was about to lose my temper. You know, I'm an only child, one sibling, just me. No siblings. Just me, only child. Me and my mom have a special bond. We have a special relationship. And always have, do, always will. And a person that she was having a relationship with, I'd come home from the academy one weekend and I walk into the apartment and she's upset. She's crying. She's in bed and she's just upset. I don't, you know, the last thing you want to do is see your mom crying. And I said, Mom, what's wrong? What happened? And I just had a feeling, you know, something that this person the mom was dating, he did something to her. He hurt her. And physically, and I'd had enough. And he was laying in bed next to her. You know, the lights were on, they were watching TV. And I started taking, I didn't have a lot of jewelry, but I started taking rings off, took my necklace off, and I went over, I stood over him and said, get up. And, you know, he's like twitching his feet and, you know, he has some different mannerisms about him that were kind of annoying. But anyway, I said, get up. And that's all I say. And he said something to me, something kind of smart, slick. I said, get up. It's about to happen. And my mom begged me. She pleaded with me, pleaded. And she said, please, Billy, please, dog, please. But for my mother, there was going to be some furniture moving in that apartment because I wasn't having it. So fortunately, again, thank God, nothing happened. I walked out. Unfortunately, you know, they ended up, that relationship ended, and my mom is in a much better space today. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Fast forward a couple years. I'm in Virginia Beach. I am out of the Navy, and I'm at a pool hall in Virginia Beach, probably one of the largest pool halls in Virginia Beach. But anyway, it's called a different name now. I'm shooting pool, I'm drinking, and there's this guy we're shooting and we're betting. And he starts, it gets heated, and I'm not having it. And we ended up outside in the parking lot, and I popped my trunk, and I had a cannon. A firearm. And I said, I mean, you really want to do this? And he just looked at me like I took it to another level. And he just walked away. He was like, yo, you got it, bro. He went away, never saw him again. I got in my car and I'm driving away and I'm thinking, what are you doing, man? What is going on? Like, did that really just happen? So I stopped carrying for a while because obviously I was not mature enough or any position to be carrying a firearm in public, drinking with that attitude. Yeah, and I think back, you know, to another time I had a 4Runner, all jacked up 4Runner, and I had some road rage. And it was this kid, I think he's in front of me, and he had his girlfriend in the car. And I took it as he's trying to show off, you know, in front of his girl. And he flips me off. Lost it again. So you see this big guy in a 4Runner, all jacked up, 33-inch tires, music pumping. And I am right on this guy's butt, chasing him down this neighborhood in Virginia Beach. I'm coming for you. And I don't know how he got away, but he got away. But I was coming. You know, I think back to those incidences where I've just snapped or on the verge of snapping. I shut down mentally. You know, I had a bad habit that was like my go-to was I just shut down and didn't think positively, didn't think wisely, didn't think at all. That's not good. That's not godly. That's not Bible. That's not what the Almighty wants or expects from us. He expects love. And I was not expressing any kind of love in any way, shape, or form during any of those situations. You know, I remember not physically, but just I had a bad habit of, again, shutting down and even going as far as ignoring, you know, people, just friends that I thought crossed me. And one in particular, only forcibly made up now, you know, over the years, buddy of mine, Marty, came over the house. I can't even remember why I treated him the way that I treated him, but something happened and I disagreed. I had a problem with it. And he came over, we're sitting at dinner, and he came over to apologize, you know, which is huge. I mean, you got to come all the way, drive all the way over to my house from your house and apologize. I mean, that's a tall order. And he extended his hand. He tried to say something to me, and I just completely ignored him. I'll never forget that. I just, you know, now I feel, and even over the past several years, I felt really, really bad about that, because that's awful. He was a good friend of mine. You know, I love that guy. He's blessed with amazing family, sisters, mom, dad, wife, kids now, you know, and I treated him horribly because I shut down. I shut down mentally. I was just angry. Angry. And that was not the only time I did that. It happened, you know, at the gym with some other people. That's not love. You know, when you spew hate and isolate yourself like I did, you play into the enemy's hands. That's exactly where Satan, that's exactly where he wants you. That is not godly by any stretch of the imagination. Not even close. Scripture for today, Proverbs 29, verse 22. A man of wrath stirs up strife, and one given to anger causes much transgression. Truer words never been spoken. I was a man of wrath. I stirred up strife. I was causing much transgression. Nothing godly about my behaviors. You know, periodically, not even periodically, but one of my go-tos are the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, restraint. The first one is love. God wants us to love. God wants us to love. He wants us to have restraint. He wants us to have restraint and show love even when we lose the big game, even when we are at odds with our coach or boss or better half or friend. God doesn't want us to beat up anybody. He wants us to love even when we're in traffic. He doesn't want us to have road rage. That's not love. That's not a fruit of the Spirit. He doesn't want us to react physically, angrily, at a game, at a pool hall, at a restaurant, out in society. That's not what God wants from us. Fortunately, I've gone from rage to sage. The sage is a wise man distinguished for wisdom and from experience. I have a lot of wisdom that I've gathered, that I've learned, and I've harnessed from a plethora of experiences. God was there in each situation, along with many others. Had mercy on me. Saved me. Ignoring is not the way. Shutting down mentally is not the way. Love is the way. No matter what he did, she did, he said, she said, hate is not the answer. When we hate, when we react, when we physically accost others, that's not God. That's Satan. That's the enemy. Now, it may feel exhilarating or satisfying because you got the upper hand and you, quote unquote, won the fight or the battle or the situation. But you really haven't won. Right? You accosted someone, hurt someone physically, mentally. Is it really worth it? That's ego. That's Satan. That's not godly. Once again, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, restraint, self-control. That's everything. That's the gospel. That's how God wants us to be, act, live. Shutting down mentally, ignoring, and wanting to inflict harm verbally or physically is not the way. I know some people, I know some mean people, we all do, who take pride in having the last word, verbally abusing someone, making their point. That's not godly. That's satanic. What's satanic? Again, it's giving into the enemy and being ungodly. I encourage you to love because that's what God wants us to do. That is the way. That is the light. Anything other than that is darkness, doom, hurt. It's not godly. Thank you for joining me today. Next week, responsibility. God bless.
Allow me to take a moment to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us on the podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and much, much more.
Everyone wants to change the world. Capital Ministries is doing just that, one heart at a time, by creating disciples of Jesus Christ among political leaders in the U.S. and foreign nations. For more than 25 years, founder Ralph Drollinger has written Bible studies specifically for public servants. Study along with us and learn what the Bible says about capitalism, communism, abortion, same-sex marriage, and other contemporary issues. Subscribe and follow us at lifeaudio.com or search Capital Ministries on your favorite podcast platform.